turtle. But those soft shell turtles, you find them in the creek, and one of the things they'll see them, and they see evil, they dive down in the creek, in the water, into the sand.
Have you ever tried to catch them that way?
Yeah. But I've forgotten now, I've been so long since anything like that, but there's one certain way. If it went in, the heads were upstream, I think. And you had to catch them in, either they'd bite you, you know. You run your hand down in that sand and catch them.
You had to catch them before they did.
No, if they get in that sand, you could catch them if you knew just how to do it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you'd catch them on hooks, fishing. I have a lot of trouble with that in Thompson Creek. The loggerheads and the soft shell turtle too. On your line, they tie them up, you know, and twist them up.
Now, the kind of things that might come and fly around the light at night, that had, some of them had powder on their, you try and catch them, they had powder would come off their wings.
Fly around at night.
Yeah.
We had, I don't know about the powder-like stuff come off of them. Some types, I know, but then we had, at night, we'd get out and catch them when these kids put them in the bottom, those lightning bugs.
Uh-huh.
When they'd open up their wings, something about them would shine in the dark, you know. And we'd catch them and put them in bottles, and they'd all be opening the wings and shutting them, and it was a pretty sight to put them in a quart bottle, you know, and have a bunch of them in there.
What other insects?
Well, we have the bumblebee and the yellow jacket.
Yeah. Where do they nest?
In the ground, mostly.
Yeah.
Occasionally they nest otherwise, but mostly in the ground. They'll burn you up, and then we have the hornets. They make a nest up in the bushes.
Yeah. And the kind that makes a paper nest, you know, maybe on the side of the house or something like that?
That's a wasp.
Yeah.
Dirt dauber.
Yeah. I believe I see a few of them now.
Yeah, I think you see some out there. They get in here, they'd love to get in here inside the house and build nests and outside. Those dirt daubers.
Wasps, what different kinds of them you got?
How that?
What different kind of wasps you got?
Well, we have a black wasp and a kind of black dog, and then red wasp. The black ones are pretty hot stuff. Then we have what they call the guinea wasps. They look sort of like a yellow jacket.
Yeah.
And they're guineas too, that's what I mean. They'll burn you up. They don't build very big nests.
Yes.
If they get a nest that big around, it's a pretty good sized nest.
When you were fishing, what'd you use to fish with?
Well, by a few times I would fish, I'd fish as crawfish or either minnows.
Yeah. Did you ever?
Well, sometimes if fishing around the pond, one thing or another, I'd fish with earthworms, you know, catch these little sun perch was all I was caught. I didn't go where there's any big perch, you know.
Catch
what we call sun perch is a small perch, you know. They'll get in the pond whether you put any in there or not.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They claim these. I've heard some.